gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up at heaven.
Born in Cincinnati in 1922, Doris Day, originally Doris Kappelhoff, started her career as a singer in local clubs and on WLW radio. Then she went on to become one of the biggest stars of the big band era, Hollywood and TV. This Wednesday, Cincinnati City Council will vote on an ordinance to honor the Cincinnati native and legendary actress and singer with a secondary street name of Doris Day Way on Walnut Street between 6th and 7th Streets, and declare Wednesday Doris Day Day. Joining us for a look at the life and career of Doris Day are Dr. Bob Maltz, who's been lobbying the city to honor the actress for years, Herb Reisenfeld, son-in-law of band leader Barney Rapp, who hired Doris Day early in her career, and WVXU radio and TV writer John Kieswetter. Herb, Bob, John, thank you for joining us today. John, for anyone who's 50 years plus, they're going to know who Doris Day is. Anybody correct. Under 50, not so much. So I'm wondering, fill us in on her career.
I could make the argument that Doris Day was the greatest star that this city ever produced. You know, she started out as a dancer, was injured in an auto accident, turned to singing, had a wonderful recording career, toured with Les Brown, then went into acting, made 39 movies. She's got a lifetime achievement as a Grammy Award, and she then also did two TV series. So she was she did it all. She was definitely the biggest star the city produced.
Mm-hmm. And Herb, your dad-in-law Barney Rapp, who was a band leader, he actually hired Doris Day, and I think he even had her change her name, didn't he?
He did. You know, he had a nightclub on Redding Road in Bond Hill called Son of the Drum, because Barney was a drummer, and he had a band called Barney Rapp and his New Englanders. He was from New Haven, Connecticut. So when they moved here, he and his wife, Ruby Wright Rapp, had the nightclub on Redding Road, and when my mother-in-law, Ruby, was pregnant with my wife back then, and she was the singer, she no longer could sing on the show, so Barney had to hire somebody. And he knew Grace Raines. Grace Raines was a professional talent agent and also worked at WLW as the talent manager. And she suggested that he interview and audition Doris Kappelhoff. And she came and interviewed, and Barney hired her. Then after that, she was very successful. And he said, you know, I want to put your name on the marquee, but Kappelhoff is a little too long. And he said, you sing a song all the time people love, Day by Day. Why don't you change your name to Doris Day? She said, I don't really like that. It sounds like a burlesque queen, maybe for the gaiety. He says, no, think about it. So they went home and thought about it, and absolutely became Doris Day. And she sang there for quite a while.
Bob, how many years did you work on trying to get the city to honor Doris Day? I mean, this has been a long-term process for you, hasn't it?
Right. Well, I first got the idea, I guess it's been about 12 years ago, and wasn't able to make contact with her. She was living in Carmel, California, and I just couldn't find any way to get to her or people around her. So I kind of dropped the idea, and then it was reborn about 4 or 5 months ago. That's when I got in touch with City Hall and talked to P.G. Sittenfeld. But a couple of years ago, I met a former secretary of Doris Day's. She had lived with Doris, actually, for 2 years, and she was able to get me in touch with the woman who's in charge of the Doris Day Animal Foundation. And when I emailed her and told her what I wanted to do, I was trying to get the city of Cincinnati to honor Doris in some fashion. She emailed me back and said Doris is very enthusiastic, very supportive of the idea. And from there, then, I eventually found P.G. Sittenfeld, who presented it to City Council. It was passed sometime in May, and it took off from there. You know, my friends ask me, why did I have this passion for so many years to try and get the city of Cincinnati to honor Doris Day? And my answer was, I feel that she is the greatest entertainer, you know, as John said, to come out of Cincinnati. I mean, when I was 10 or 11 years old, I might have said I thought Roy Rogers was the greatest entertainer to come out of Cincinnati. But as I got a little older and saw Doris Day in movies and listened to her recordings, I realized that she was a lot prettier than Roy Rogers was, and she sang a lot prettier also. And that's when I think I, you might say, kind of fell in love with Doris Day and have never, you know, forgotten her. Always thought that when she sang, she was singing right to me, because that's the kind of singing voice Doris Day had, that you thought she was singing her love song to you. And that was her mark, you might say. And she credits Grace Rain, as Herb said, with teaching her how to do that. So, you know, if you look into the awards and honors she's gotten, for instance, she was a number one box office attraction for 4 years in a row. She was in the top 10 for 10 years. That has never been equaled, never. When I spoke to John, I told him that she has won the Presidential Medal of Freedom given to her in 2004 by President Bush. That Medal of Freedom was started by John F. Kennedy in 1963. And in 55 years, only 19 movie actors or actresses have won that award. And Doris Day is one of those 19. Now, that in and of itself speaks volumes about her ability as an entertainer.
And you said she was enthusiastic about
this. She was enthusiastic.
So she's still living. Where does
she
live now?
She's 95 years old.
She's 95.
She lives in Carmel by the Sea, California, and she's in good health. And in fact, for the presentation, they will have an audio from her where she will say how much she enjoyed her time in Cincinnati and how grateful she is for Cincinnati to honor her.
Yeah. Herb, it's a well-deserved honor.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I felt the same way as Bob, and even my daughter, who's younger, loved her, you know, loved all the movies. And a crew came in from Germany about 5 years ago. They were making a film for their PBS channel. It was called Doris Day Superstar, because they wanted to show that her family came from Germany. And they interviewed her via a disc jockey out in California, and you could hear her voice, and she had never been to Germany. And she said, oh, yeah, they played excerpts from all these little towns where she still has cousins. And they asked me a question on this film. They came to my house, and they said, do you think she was a better actress or a better singer? I said, both. If you take the movie The Man Who Knew Too Much, she sang Que Sera Sera, which won the Academy Award for Best Song that year. And she was a tremendous actress alongside Jimmy Stewart. So you can't find anybody who can do dual roles like movie Love Me or Leave Me.
So what is the city going to do to honor her? She gets Doris Day Day. That's September 27th.
Right.
And what's going to go on Doris Day Day?
First of all, at 1 o'clock down at City Hall, there will be what they call a media event. And somebody is coming in from Carmel, California, actually the head of the Doris Day Animal Foundation. Her name is Leah Price. She will be at the event, and she will read the statement from her as well as play the audio from her. There will be a 12-minute biography shown, and hopefully there will be some people who will be present who can, like Herb, can speak from a personal viewpoint about Doris. As a matter of fact, as I think all of you know, that she was going to be a dancer until the age of 15, when she was involved in a horrible automobile accident, had a compound fracture of one of her legs. They never thought she would dance again, which she did. But that's when she turned to dancing, to singing. Now, there was a woman in the car with her who was still living. Her name is Marion Collins. She will be 98 next month. I have spoken to Marion, and it's my understanding that she will be there. and she can talk about her relationship with Doris and the accident. So that's the kind of event we're hoping to have. And then at 2 o'clock, it will move to chambers, and council will do the official vote on the ordinance to do a secondary street naming of Walnut Street. And underneath the Walnut Street sign at Walnut and 7th, there will be another sign hung called Doris Day Way. So it'll be right in front of the Aronoff Theater, which we think is very appropriate. And that evening, that night, there will be a movie shown at the Esquire Theater, Pillow Talk, which is, I think, probably the one movie that most people associate with her. And then the next night, there will be a movie called The Man Who Knew Too Much, where she sang Que Sera Sera, and that's going to be played at a bar restaurant in Clifton, I believe. I'm sorry, I don't know the name of that bar.
But we're getting Doris Day Way on Doris Day Day.
That's correct. That's right.
Well, congratulations on being persistent and getting this through, Bob.
Well, I know my friends have asked me when am I going to get a life, but I think that it has worked out very well. So we're all pleased.
Herb, Bob, and John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dr. Bob Maltz, who lobbied the city to honor Doris Day, Herb Reisenfeld, son-in-law of bandleader Barney Rapp, who hired the singer early in her career, and WVXU radio and TV writer John Kieswetter.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be, will be.
The City of Cincinnati will honor Doris Day this Wednesday. You can find a schedule of events on our website, wvxu.org.